Tom Stobie was in education 40 years, first as a special education teacher and football coach. He was superintendent of Frankfort, Alberta schools for the last 10 years.
In the last 3.5 years, I sat in the superintendent's chair and endured the cuts that were handed down by the legislature and Governor Snyder.
Now Stobie is running for a state House seat in the 101st District. His opponent is two-term Representative Ray Franz. He's a Republican from Manistee County, elected during the conservative wave of 2010. Stobie says funding cuts approved by politicians like Franz inspired him to join the race.
I just kept getting madder and madder every year, and we had to cut teachers, and we had to cut aides, and we had to cut programs.
This is a familiar refrain heard in the state right now, that budget cuts made in Lansing are leading to serious school funding problems. Flip on a TV and you're likely to hear something like this.
My name's Kim Stanley. I've been teaching for 25 years. I think education is one of the most important investments we can make. Governor Snyder cut $1 billion from education, but gave his own administration officials huge pay raises.
$1 billion. That's the amount that Democrats say Republicans cut from schools. Ray Franz, Stobie's opponent, says ads like this one are just plain wrong.
As the saying goes, they try to repeat a lie often enough that it becomes the truth.
Franz says that education funding has actually been improving in the state since 2010.
When you look at the state funding, it has been increasing every single year from $10.6 billion. Right now, we're at a little over 12, not quite $12.5 billion. In state funding for education.
So which is it? Has funding been cut by $1 billion like Stobie says? Or is it increasing like Franz argues?
It is definitely true that there were very substantial cuts to K-12 education in Snyder's first year in office.
That's Charles Ballard, an economics professor at Michigan State University.
Since then, there have been some increases.
Ballard says overall things haven't changed much since 2010. The funding amount per student is about equal to what it was when Governor Granholm left office. Some of the recent increases have been to pay for retirement costs, but in the long term, schools have been pinched.
If you make the adjustment for inflation, even with the increases that we've had, funding is down from where it was in the around 2000 or so.
But Ray Franz says a big problem in his district is declining population.
We're not talking about not enough money in school. We're talking about not enough kids in school.
Schools get funding from the state based on how many students they have. Franz says Sutton's Bay Schools is a good example of the problem with population loss. The school district has struggled to keep its head above water in recent years. Franz says the work he's doing to improve the business climate in the state will ultimately help out local schools.
If we can put 150, 200 more kids into Sutton Bay school system, because there's more jobs in that area, that would significantly solve their finance problem.
Whatever the source of budget woes, Tom Stobie says schools in Michigan have been forced to make tough decisions in recent years.
Cutting personnel, making class sizes larger, cutting programs, cutting art, music, physical education. All of those things have come into play because districts just don't have anywhere else to go.
Ray Franz won re-election 2 years ago by about 1,000 votes. But Democrats have had success in the 101st recently. In 2008, a Democrat won by 10,000 votes. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm David Castleman.